It's time to go on the streets with the world-famous cavalcade of misfits.
Okay, we got our lab coats on, and they're still out on the street, the interns performing a sociological experiment. Primarily an educational program we are, and we are primarily scientists by trade. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I had to write on the grant. Professor J, scientist.
That's right.
Yeah, got my lab assistant here, Tank. And on the line with us, we have got our lab rats. They are also known as the interns. For the purpose of this experiment, we will call them Intern 1 and Intern 2. Now, Intern 1 is located, as we will say, inside. Intern 2 is located outside. What are we talking about here? We're cluing you in right now. First of all, let's go to Intern 2. Set the scene for us. What kind of establishment are we at?
Well, we're at a food service establishment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, are there customers coming in and out and mulling around, or is it just employees at the moment?
There's a few employees inside, a few employees outside, and for right now, unfortunately, it's only male customers going in and out.
Oh, only male customers. Now, why is that pertinent? We're about to get to that, as we are going to be seeing, for example, you go shopping, you go eating, you go somewhere out and about in public, but uh-oh, gurgle, gurgle, it's time to go to the bathroom. What happens when you get in there and you realize there's no toilet paper? Intern one is located inside a stall right now, and have we removed all the toilet paper from all the other stalls?
Yeah.
Okay. So intern one is set up. It's a timed event here. We're actually going to be trying this at two different locations. And I'm curious to see which intern is going to be helped quicker. That's what the case may be, is how long will it take for somebody stuck inside a bathroom stall to get help from anybody. Now, intern one, you said you have all the toilet paper removed and you are in one of the stalls. Which stall are you in? The one closest to the door or farthest from the door?
The one closest to the door.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That means when people come in to try to help, they're going to have to go past her to go look into the other stall to see if there's toilet paper. But you know what? There's none. Why? Because it's sitting on the tank right behind intern number two. Okay, intern one is outside sitting down in the actual restaurant area. And so far, nobody's even questioning that she's been in there for a while, right?
No, I'm actually standing outside the establishment. Okay. They're cleaning inside.
Okay, so you can see them. Nobody's even really paying attention to the fact that there's somebody in the bathroom.
No.
Awesome. Okay, so now, intern number two, I am going to start the time. We've extracted the TP. We are in position.
Oh,
let's see how long it takes to make contact.
Oh, my God, there's more toilet paper in here.
And she's going.
Okay, please. Oh, my goodness. I really need it.
Intern one, did somebody actually go in the bathroom yet?
Yeah.
Somebody actually went in the bathroom already. We're only at 15 seconds in on this. Let's see how long it takes her to get some help here. Have they come out of the bathroom to go get toilet paper?
I don't see them yet.
Okay. So they must be looking around inside the bathroom. Intern number two, is that what they're doing? Are they inside looking around at the bathroom?
No, there's actually two stalls here. So she looked in the other stall and she left the restroom, and she will be coming back, hopefully.
It's
going to be a hot one. No, I'm
kidding. So right now we're at 48 seconds and still yet to get help. She did not help.
She's walking back now.
Oh, she is walking back. Okay. Intern number two, our spotter outside. Stop the time, John. Stop the time. Right there in exactly un minuto.
Wow, 1 minute. That's
one
all it took.
Minute. That is good.
Congratulations.
That is good. Okay. Now we're going to go reposition ourselves at a different location. This place, it only took a minute. She didn't even have to get that loud. I mean, you know, sometimes we've tried this test in other places. Maybe it's because they're female, but Sometimes we've tried this test in other places. And I mean, I remember poor Sticky. He was in there for like 5 minutes before anybody would help him. So. Coming up soon, round two of the infamous TP test. That is today's sociological experiment.